today we're going to talk about
History Week.
History Week, indeed.
Which has been going for 19 years, and yet I still have people saying, I haven't heard of History Week.
Never heard about it. Well, we're going to make sure everyone knows about it.
Yes, indeed. And it's run by the History Council of New South Wales, which is a cultural partner of the Dictionary of Sydney. Mm-hmm. And it's run each year. And each year, members of the History Council kind of collaborate and create events, exhibitions, talks, walking tours, all in line with a theme.
Now, and you've been neck deep organising this, haven't
you? Yes, I have. But it's been a real pleasure doing that, to see just the creativity across the board from members, you know, collaborating on this theme, which is neighbours, which is, I think it's a fantastic theme.
I think it's a really playful theme.
It
and
is.
I really like it.
It has. And I like cue the neighbours.
Yeah. I wasn't going to put that on.
You weren't going to do that. I did that. But the History Council actually every year, it's called the Annual History Lecture. And this year's lecture is delivered by Professor Heather Goodall from the University of Technology, Sydney.
Oh.
And her talk will be called Neighbours and Heroes, and it'll be tonight at the Mint at 6 p.m. And she really wants to explore how Australians thought of themselves in the Asia-Pacific region as neighbours, and also look at exclusionist policies like the White Australia policy, which of course is very relevant to the theme of neighbours.
Very, very relevant.
And also look at how some Australian activists had the courage to cross kind of national borders and ethnic borders and cultural borders to make friends and build relationships and really object to those sorts of policies.
What an incredible talk, and you know, relevant to now, very, very much so.
I think so. I think, you know, that's the aim of the annual history lecture, is actually to also do talks that actually relate to current contemporary issues. And I think that's definitely the case. The other event that's interesting is the State Library's just opened an exhibition featuring photographs by Paul Blackmore across Sydney suburbs in the 1990s. And for the youngins, the generation wise, you know, it might be a bit of nostalgia there. And, you know, featuring things like, you know, the front yard working on the car, or, you know, there's all sorts of interesting things, cricket matches in a Balmain gated community, things like that kind of will really bring that theme of neighbours to the fore.
It's funny talking about the 90s, because in my head that was never that long ago.
Yeah.
Because we are talking about two decades ago, which is about when I came to Sydney, actually. I was came up from country New South Wales and got myself into Sydney.
And got yourself into cricket matches.
I did not get into cricket matches.
In the driveway.
No. I got myself straight into gothic subculture.
And, you know, all sorts of other events, like Sydney Living Museums are conducting nightlight tours of their properties, Elizabeth Farm and Elizabeth Bay House, Elizabeth Farm in Rose Hill.
Yes.
And, you know, just a really interesting idea. You know, at Elizabeth Farm, visitors will be greeted with complimentary cake and a hot drink on arrival.
That does sound very lovely.
It is very, it's a nice touch, don't you think? And then treated to storytelling and a candlelit tour of the property as it would have been during colonial times. So it's been prepared specifically for that. And it's actually, I read, it's one of Australia's oldest homes, and was built by John MacArthur and Elizabeth MacArthur, the wool pioneers. And there are no barriers, locked doors, or kind of delicate ornaments. So it's one of Australia's kind of most hands-on museums.
Oh, really? Get around and have a look
and
at
you
it
can,
properly.
You can really explore it. So it's a really great event. And again, related to that theme of neighbours and historic homes, which is really lovely. And also my fellow Dictionary of Sydney guest historian, Dr. Lisa Murray, will be doing two talks this week on Sydney cemeteries, which is another way of looking at neighbours.
That's perfect.
Which is a really, when you think about it, it's a really interesting kind of way of looking at neighbours, because people were buried together for very specific reasons. There were, you know, these local cemeteries were very important to the local community.
Absolutely.
And so she'll be talking about that very kind of underappreciated aspect, she calls it, of our urban history. And also we'll look at how health, landscape, moral and religious values all contributed to their design, and how individuals treated their friends and neighbours in death was really important. And she's got a book coming up at the end of the year, so it's a really great thing for her as well, really quite relevant. So she'll be talking about that tonight at Fairfield City Museum and Gallery, and then on Friday at Ashfield Civic Centre. So she'll be doing a double.
That'll be wonderful, because the religion thing is quite remarkable too. I mean, I think, you know, we think of, we occasionally get stuck on the idea that Sydney might be a bit secular, but it hasn't always been that way.
No,
and you do see that influence, especially when it comes to death.
To cemeteries, you know, you can explore that in great detail. It's right there in front of you, the different kind of sections.
Amazing stuff. Now, that's only just a couple of highlights of what's
happening. Yeah, well, actually, it just came in from City of Sydney. So City of Sydney are actually hosting an event on Thursday night, which was sold out before we even started promoting it.
Wow.
And it was at Customs House Libraries, and it was basically called Letters of Complaint. And it was a collaboration with this company called Black Cat Productions, where City of Sydney Archives delved into their kind of historical letters of complaint and got the most bizarre, funniest kind of letters, and then collaborated with these comedians to present like a comedy night, basically. And that sold out straight. I couldn't even get a ticket to that.
That would have sold out like that.
And like, this was their line, which I just love: from a noisy sausage machine to the bothersome smell of boiling tripe. And it was just basically this collection. So what they've just announced is they're actually doing an encore performance, which will be on the 29th of September at 8 p.m. at Customs House Library. So stay tuned and definitely try and get tickets to that.
I'll definitely try and get tickets to that. Now, it all runs through till the 11th?
Till the 11th of September. That's History Week. So if you go to historyweek.com.au, you can find out what's going on near you.
Unbelievable. Thank you so much for walking us through that, especially when I know how busy you've been organising it.
Thank you.
I'll let you go, and we'll have a more traditional Dictionary of Sydney this time next week.